Law enforcement officials tell NPR that the mystery man known as Misha, who was tied to the Boston Marathon bombing suspects, is not believed to have played a part in the attacks. But as NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, officials are investigating as many as a dozen other people.
Officials say they've spoken with the man known as Misha. And while he knew Tamerlan Tsarnaev, one of the bombing suspects, he doesn't appear to have radicalized him in any way. They said that Misha had not had contact with Tsarnaev for years and is cooperating completely with the investigation. Officials say that the inquiry is broadening. Investigators are looking at a dozen people they think may have helped the Tsarnaev brothers, either before or after the bombings. Among them, two students from Kazakhstan who were arrested in New Bedford soon after the attacks. They're now being held on immigration violations. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The administration is declining to comment on a report alleging that Afghanistan received tens of millions of dollars in secret CIA payments during the last 10 years. But Afghan President Hamid Karzai is confirming his government received payments for medical, housing, and other needs, though he wouldn't say how much. The New York Times quotes Karzai's former aide Khalil Roman saying the CIA sent suitcases, backpacks, and plastic shopping bags full of cash every month to the Afghan National Security Council.